All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it seems like it was a lifetime ago when the New York Mets were one of the hottest teams in Major League Baseball. The Mets got off to a strong start this year with a record of 11-1, and things were looking good. However, following today's 2-0 home loss versus the Chicago Cubs, the Mets now find themselves with a record of 27-30. The Mets were swept in their four-game home series with the Cubs, and in the process of that series, they were outscored 21-6 by the Cubbies. You look at the likes of Yoenis Cespedes, Todd Frazier, Juan Lagares, Noah Syndergaard, and Travis d'Arnaud, all guys who are expected to have big impacts for the Mets here in 2018, but they currently find themselves on the disabled list, and the Mets are struggling. Pitching-wise, their team earned run average of 4.24 is 11th in the National League, while on offense, they are 13th in the National League, as far as batting average and runs scored, while they are tied for 10th in home runs. Now, new manager Mickey Callaway was pushing all of the right buttons at the start of the season, but things have simply not worked out as of late. General manager Sandy Alderson is attempting to piece this team together, but it's not working out. And then, of course, there is a case of team co-owners Fred and Jeff Wilpon. And, you know, they've tried to put this team together with spit and glue. It looked like, you know, some of these guys on these one-year deals were going to work out for the Mets, but right now they cannot contribute if they are not on the field and they are not healthy. And I mean, right now, the Mets appear to be a rudderless ship because this season is getting away from them. They're fourth in the National League East right now. And you look at the play of the teams in front of them, and I'm talking about the Atlanta Braves, the Washington Nationals, and the Philadelphia Phillies. The Mets are going to have their work cut out for them to try to get back into things. And you look at their upcoming schedule, there's not a lot of relief. I mean, the Mets, they need an off day, and they're going to get it tomorrow. But you look at Tuesday and Wednesday, they'll be home for the Baltimore Orioles, and Baltimore's playing some bad baseball. But if you're the Mets, you cannot overlook them, and it doesn't get any easier after that because – next weekend, they'll be at home for a three-game set versus the New York Yankees, and then they are on the road for a lengthy road trip. 2 with the Atlanta Braves, 4 with the Arizona Cardinals, and then 4 more with the Colorado Rockies before they return to take on the Los Angeles Dodgers, who are playing some good baseball right now. Then you have the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are a solid team in the NL as well. So I don't know what to say about the Mets. I mean, I figured they were, even with their hot start, they were going to be an up-and-down team here in 2018. I still expected them to finish with a winning record. But the way that they're going right now, 75-77 wins, you know, might be it for this club. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Yoenis Cespedes is one of those guys that, you know, when he's on a one-year deal, he behaves himself and he produces. But, you know, he's a guy that once you pay him, you could see that this is his time in the year where he takes his sabbatical. I mean, Cespedes, you can count on him being out of the lineup for a good 45-60 games. When he's healthy, quote-unquote, he'll produce, but right now, you know, he's not helping the Mets. Juan Lagares and Travis d'Arnaud are out for the season. They're hopeful to get Noah Syndergaard back soon. Todd Frazier, of course, he's a free agent after this season, so you would anticipate him coming back and having an impact for this club. But right now, it simply is not there for the Mets, and I really don't see that much relief in sight to get things turned around for the Metropolitans. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.